Morning again to everybody. Just a quick correction on yesterday's shiur, not from today, from yesterday. At the end of the shiur, I said something which was not incorrect, but it was not what was stated in the Sefer Klolim. We mentioned in the past, if somebody, let's say, bought a shirt or a pair of pants, right? So you're allowed to tell your friend on Shabbos, you're allowed to say, I spent $20 on this pants, I spent $20 on the shirt. It's very nice, it's a statement. But if your friend, which we discussed a little bit in the past, but I just read it from the Sefer Klolim and I sort of read it wrong, but it has to be cleared up. And that is if a person, Taka, bought a shirt for $20, and somebody comes to your house and say, oh, it's a nice shirt, I'd like to buy such a shirt or something like that. Well, I'd like to buy such a pants or a coat. You know, how much did you spend? Something along those lines. So then, Taka, you would not be allowed to tell him, right? You tell him, I spent $20 for this shirt, I spent $100 for this coat. And he's looking to buy that. So for you, it comes out whatever you did in the past. For you, it's the verum betalim. It's just I'm talking very nice. But for him, he's talking to you, and for him, it's something. It's a calculation. It's a cheshbon that he is going to use because Sunday, Monday comes. He wants to go buy that coat and he wants to go buy that shirt. So one has to be careful not to say it if it's in conjunction with somebody who, in other words, talking to somebody whereby they would like to buy the same thing, and you start discussing prices. That's where it comes into being a problem. But again, if it's something that you just spent out of the blue, you mentioned the price, that's all perfectly fine. So you have to be careful with those calculations too, in conjunction with somebody else who's looking to buy the same coat or same shirt or whatever the item might be. Have a good day. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.